Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Hello, everybody. It's Joe McGee. We are talking about the heroes of faith. All the men and women of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, God had a story about everybody and everything. And the purpose of those stories was building faith in us. He learned about people that trusted God and those that refused to trust God. There's not any other third choice. There's not door number three. Door one, choose God. Door two, don't choose God. And you really need to choose God because it goes a whole lot better. So we're jumping into number 17 today. It's really good and great story. Talking about Aaron's rod. This is called the water at Meribah. And you learn about, again, God doing another miracle. So it said, still the children of Israel complained about Moses and Aaron. And the Lord told Moses, take a rod from each of the 12 tribes of Israel and write the name of the leader of that tribe on each rod. On the rod for the tribe of Levi, write Aaron's name. Then put all the rods in the tabernacle before the ark. The rod of the man I want to be priest will blossom. Then the children will know for sure who I have chosen. Moses did what the Lord said. The next day, he went to the tabernacle. 11 rods looked the same as they had the day before. But one rod was blossoming like a growing branch of a tree. Moses looked the name of the rod, and it was Aaron's. All the children of Israel looked at the rods Moses brought out the tabernacle. They could see that Aaron's rod was different from all the rest. The leaders of the tribes took back their rods. God commanded Moses to keep Aaron's rod in the tabernacle so the people would never forget that God chose Aaron to be sons and priests for him. He picked his whole family. So what happened was, children of Israel, okay, well, we finally got the leader thing settled, so let's start following again. Let's try to still work on the promised land thing. So in Numbers chapter 20, it said, the children of Israel wandered through the wilderness of sin, made camp at Kadesh. Here Miriam, the sister of Moses and Aaron, died, and she was buried. About this time, the wells of Kadesh dried up. The people and their cattle could not find water to drink. Again, they began to complain. Again, they said, Moses, did you bring us into the wilderness so all of us would die here? If you read, just read through Numbers again and again and again and again, they accused Moses, you brought us here to die. Then again, a miracle would happen. Well, you brought us here to die, and then a miracle would happen. God's trying to get them to trust him. Why did you take us out of Egypt to bring us to this place? Nothing can grow here without water. No seeds, no figs, no vines, no pomegranates. This is not even water for us to drink. There's no water. As always, Moses and Aaron left the people and went into the tabernacle to pray. There, the glory of the Lord would appear to them. And the Lord told Moses, take Aaron and the rod and all the people gather around the rock. Then speak to the rock and water will flow. Woo, have mercy. Do what? Yeah, just speak to the rock and water flow out of it. There will be water for all the people and their cattle. Moses and Aaron gathered around the people, stood before the great rock. But instead of speaking to the rock, as God had commanded Moses to speak to it, he, in an angry voice, asked, must we bring you water out of this rock? He did not speak to the rock at all, but hit the rock with his rod. A clear stream of water gushed out and flowed across the land. The people ran quickly to drink. They filled up all their pitchers. They brought their cattle to drink from the stream. But God was displeased because Moses and Aaron had not obeyed him. Because you obeyed the people. And the people thought you gave them water instead of me. I will not allow you to lead the people into the promised land. Moses, you just took your ticket and we just punched your ticket as a no entry ticket. You're not going into the promised land. For all the good things you've done, losing your temper, slapping that rock instead of speaking to it, the people think, you're the one doing it. No, it's me. The place where the wilderness, where the Israelites had water from the rock was called Meribah. So let's move down to Numbers 20. We got trouble coming. It's just starting to pile up. For 38 years, the children of Israel wandered in the great wilderness. Then Moses planned to lead them to the border of Canaan. He wanted to go through the ceremony with each and to reach Canaan. The Edomites and the Israelites were somewhat related. They were descendants from brothers of Jacob and Esau. The Edomites from Esau, the Israelites from Jacob. Moses wanted to be friendly to the people. From Kadesh, he sent a messenger along to the king of Edom, saying, "You know all the trouble that has come to us in Egypt and our journey through the wilderness. We are not Kadesh, on the edge of your territory. I pray you let us pass through your country. We'll promise to stay off your roads or stay on your roads, not go through your fields, not go through your vineyards, and we will not drink your water." But the king of Edom did not feel friendly toward the Israelites. He was afraid to let so many people pass through his country. You know, he's just thinking, "Lots, nah, you boys need to find you another route, you know." And so, "You must not lead your people through Edom. If you try to go through our land, I'll bring out my army against you." Moses even promised to pay the king of Edom if he would let the children of Israel go through, but the king refused. So Moses led the people around the country of Edom, south and east, north toward Canaan. On this long, tiresome journey across the bare wilderness and the rocky plains, the Israelites came to Mount Hor. Here they camped. God reminded Moses and Aaron that they would never enter Canaan because they had disobeyed him. Then he told Moses, "Take Aaron and his sons, Eleazar, up to the mountain." Aaron, now an old, old man about to die. God told Moses to take precisely priestly robes of Aaron and put them on Eleazar. And this way God chose Eleazar to take his father's place. How proud Aaron must have been to see his son. Now he could rest in peace. Eleazar would do well. And here Aaron died. When Moses and Eleazar returned to camp, the people saw that Aaron was not with them. They saw Eleazar was wearing his father's priestly robes. Then they understood that God has chosen Eleazar to take Aaron's place. They knew Aaron had died on the mountain, and they mourned for 30 days. Chapter 21, after the Israelites left Mount Hor, they came to the desert country. The hot sands burned their feet. Everything looked dreary, man. This is not a vacation spot. Canaan seemed very, very far away. The people were tired. They were unhappy. They used to complain against God and against Moses. "Did you bring us out of Egypt to die in this wilderness?" There it is for about the sixth time. They asked, "We have no water. We are so tired. This manna that we've eaten this so long, we hate it." And while they were complaining, snakes crawled into the camp and bit many people. The snakes or serpents looked like fire, and the poison from their bite felt like fire. And then those who were bitten died. At once the people knew that they were being punished for complaining against God and Moses. They knew that they had done wrong. They were sorry. Quickly they came to Moses and said, "We've sinned." Have you heard this story before? "We've sinned. We've spoken against the Lord. We've spoken against you. Pray to the Lord and ask him to take away these snakes." Moses prayed for the people, and the Lord told him, "Make a fiery serpent and put it on a pole. Whenever the people that are bitten, he can lick that pole, and they'll be made well." And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it on a pole, a tall pole in the middle of the camp, where everybody on every side could see it. When anybody was bitten by a snake, if they looked up at the great pole and the snake bite was made well. So God's trying to get them over and over and over. "I'm trying to be good. I'm trying to be good. I'm trying to be good." Chapter 21, the Israelites broke camp, and they moved ahead. The wilderness with Aaron was their next stopping place. Here they found no water again. This time they did not complain. Instead, they trusted God. "Well, it's about time." Instead, they trusted God. The Lord told Moses, "Gather the people together, and I will give them water." And Moses told the chief men of the tribes to dig a well in the sand. When they dug, all the people sang praises. They believed God would fill the wells with good water even before they saw it babble up from the deep springs. Their faith pleased God. Their faith pleased God. Their faith pleased God. God's looking for faith. How the people enjoyed drinking from the well. Again, the Israelites moved on until they came to the country of the Amorites. The Amorites worshipped idols. Moses wanted to lead the people through their country, so he went to Messenger of Shaon and the king of the Amorites. "Let us pass through your land," Moses asked. "We will keep on a highway and not bother your fields or your vineyards. We will not even drink water from your wells, but if you will let us pass through." Shion not only refused, but he took an army and marched against the Israelites. God helped the Israelites when they were attacked. God gave them a great victory. They marched through the land of the Amorites and took the cities and villages. Even the king's own city, Heshbon, became theirs. And the Israelites lived in the land of the Amorites for a time. Look, we're just wanting to pass through. If you don't let us pass through, we'll just take your land. You know, it's what they did. And so later, they moved on to the land of Bashan. Og, king of Bashan, brought his army against them. The Lord told Moses, don't be afraid of him. I will give you victory over Bashan. And when the army of Bashan fought the Israelites won. Not now for a long 40 years journey through the wilderness that ended. All the old men except for Moses and two of the faithful spies, Caleb and Joshua, had died in the wilderness. Again, the Israelites stood on the border of Canaan. Only the Jordan River separated them from the green hills, the beautiful valleys, and the promised land. They could look across the river and see the rich country that God had promised. It's time to go over. All these years, 40 years. It was only 11-day march from Egypt to the promised land. 11 days, they were there. 11 days. Well, it took 40 years. Why? They sinned. They didn't believe God. God said, I'm not moving on anybody that doesn't believe me, that doesn't trust me. Trusting God is critical. One of the things I've learned years ago as a father, and I still pray it. I prayed it this morning. Every day I wake up, Father, I give you permission. Teach my children to fear you. Psalm 34:11. Psalm 34:11 says, come to me, children, and I will teach you the fear of God. Why is that important? Well, Proverbs 9:10, Proverbs 1:7 says, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Where's wisdom come from? You need to fear God. So once you start fearing God, wisdom will come. What's wisdom going to get you? Long life, riches, and honor. What do you get? Long life, riches, and honor. You have wisdom. So God's letting them know, I've been trying all this time. If you'll just trust me, I'll bless you. You live in houses you didn't build. You eat from vineyards you didn't plant. I'm trying to bless you. So here they are, 40 years later. 40 years on what should have been an 11-day journey. It's taken 40 years. God's now ready. The ones who doubted me have died off. I'm ready to take this next generation in. God's trying to bless, guys. He just needs us to stand up and say, yes, sir, I trust you. God bless, guys. Thank you for listening. Join us next time for another Heroes of Faith. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.